B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yeah, whatever happened to Kiki D? That was Elton John and Kiki D.
She was in a great Broadway musical that I saw called Blood Brothers.
Yeah?
Yeah, with Sean Cassidy and David Cassidy, if you must know.
Yeah, okay.
It's very good. It's about twins separated at birth, and one goes to a rich family, and the other one goes to
Kiki was the mom, or whatever?
Kiki was the mom.
Yeah, I thought so.
She's the one who split them up.
Yeah, of course she did. Okay, cool things brought to you
by the lot. Aren't you glad you asked?
Kind of. And then again. Anyway, sponsored by Room and Board. Working as a room and board delivery associate is more than a great job. It's a life-changing career. Make over $20 an hour, plus full benefits and profit sharing. Now to apply, visit roomandboard.com. That's roomandboard.com. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Well, traveling is going to be very difficult this holiday season. And if you find yourself stuck at the airport on a layover and crying, it actually could work out for you. And I'm going to tell you
why. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And layover crying.
Yep.
Okay. Brian, what do you got?
Well, if gingerbread houses aren't your thing, but you still want to do some fun holiday crafts, I'll tell you how you can get your hands on a gingerbread dive bar.
Gingerbread dive bar. Okay.
Sweet.
And how big is Santa? Literally, how big is Santa? Size-wise, not popularity.
Yeah,
oh, can't wait to find out.
Huh? No, science has figured it out. The people at NORAD know how tall he is and how portly.
Okay, all right. Excellent.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's how you describe him, right?
Portly?
He's portly.
Well, he's big bone, Bob.
Probably old elf.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
All right. You are going to be... So if you're stuck in a layover and you're crying and you're like, oh my God, actually, this is the story you need to read. It's so sweet. The CNN did a story on a couple in Canada named Chris and Jen.
Kringle?
Nope. Oh. Howell. He was 35. Jennifer Lowther was 29.
Yeah.
It was back in 2003. They were stuck in an airport. He was going to Vancouver. She was going to Winnipeg. Okay. No. Yes,
doesn't
Winnipeg.
Matter. Okay.
She was going to be late for her best friend's wedding.
Brian,
she was
do you crying. Know where this is going?
Yeah.
I think I know. Go ahead.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah.
Something magical happened.
Yeah. He went over to her and said, are you okay? And then he helped her find a flight, and they fell in love, and they've been married for 17 years and with two kids.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Come on, Bob.
No, that's
it's so sweet.
It is sweet.
It's like the best story. It's a really long story on CNN, but it's worth reading, and we'll put it up on our
Facebook
page.
They were 35 then or now?
Then.
Okay.
29 and 35.
Yeah.
So do the math. Plus 17.
Yeah.
Married. Two kids.
They had such chemistry.
It's like people they were talking to at the airport when they first met. They said, how long have you two been together? And he said, 48 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they got in the flight together on their way to Vancouver and Winnipeg. And they kissed a movie
kiss. Oh, my God. You know what this is like? It's like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
It is. And that's why I love it so much. And it's true.
And he had amnesia and forgot her.
Nope, he didn't. Okay. He never forgot her ever.
Happily ever after.
Yes,
a yuck in my yum. I feel
no,
it,
it's a great story.
You start talking about Kiki D again.
No, don't. No, it's a great story. Great story. Tell me more. Okay, Brian.
All right, if you like to get the kids and do a nice gingerbread house, here's a great twist. The Gingerbread Dive Bar. This is a very detailed dive bar as well. I mean, it's got a pool table. It's got cornhole out back with the little gingerbread men.
How big is this thing?
It's a gingerbread house size.
Sounds fun.
But it's kind of open, and it's got, look, it's got bar stools made out of peppermints. It's got all this great stuff.
That's awesome.
And it's from our friends at Miller High Life. And they're going to be selling these for $50 at their website.
When?
I'm sure they'll go very quickly.
I know, I want one.
Always go
they
fast.
They will be available starting December 6th.
All right, I'm going to mark my
calendar. Mark your calendar.
Okay.
You can sign up to get the little email when they're available at MillerHighLife.com.
So is it MillerHighLife.com?
Yeah. I will post a picture of it at WROR.com.
That's
so
awesome.
You don't have to sign in and do all that stuff at MillerHighLife.com.
Yeah, because they want your email.
That's
and all
right.
That stuff, right.
So yeah, go to
firstborn,
the podcast page and look for the three cool things. I'll post it right there. It looked really neat.
I like it.
It would be way more fun. And you get a nice Miller High Life.
Yeah. No, it looks good.
Kids.
That's so cute. Very cute.
Holidays
I like, it.
Like drinking.
You know, why wouldn't you do that, right? As opposed to
why basic
gingerbread
I mean,
houses.
I want my dive bar.
Or maybe you could just make your own. Get a gingerbread house kit and go
There's
for it.
There's nothing here that you couldn't do.
Right?
Yeah. And I like it. You know what? The best, drink Miller High Life while you're building it. That was my Navy beer.
Of course it was.
Yeah, sure.
That's why the Marines made fun of you.
I met a Marine yesterday.
Yeah?
And he said, I heard you in the Navy. I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, we used to say squids are for kids.
Squaw. Oh, yeah. So mean.
Yeah, he was mean.
Bully.
Now that I don't like him anymore. Okay. Squids are for kids. Hey, you've always asked, and now we got the answer. How big is Santa Claus, literally? What size is Santa? What do you guys, any guesses? Height, weight, please.
He's about 5'10".
5'10".
240 pounds. 60 pounds.
No.
Brian? 5'8".
5'8", what?
5'8", and 275.
I'm going to hold off on this answer. You're both wrong. I wonder if folks could call us and just guess. How big is Santa? 888-410-1057. How tall and how much does he weigh?
Is this going into the season or like after he's eaten all the cookies and milk?
No, it's just while he's doing his duties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so after he's fattened up.
Okay.
Right? Before he goes to the beach.
A lot of calories and all those.
I'll tell you how tall and wide he is and how much he weighs coming up. But you can guess at 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It is 6:28. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian on this Wednesday, December 1st. I guess we're on to Christmas. That's it. 25 days to the big day. So we did this story on our cool things where NORAD has scientifically, you know, the folks that track Santa.
Yeah.
Santa tracker. Has scientifically figured out based on, you know, the speed of the sleigh and all that, you know.
Vectors and stuff.
Physics and stuff. Has figured out how tall he is and how heavy he is. You guys came in. LBF, you thought he was 5'10". Brian, you thought he was 5'8". And his weight just varied. Erica, how big do you think Santa Claus is?
I was going to say 6 feet, 170 pounds.
6 feet, 170 pounds? That's a tall drink of water.
Yeah, that's a guard in the NBA.
Yeah.
Right? Pretty decent guard. Eric, you're off, my friend. No,
sorry, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's not 6 feet. Can't get in that sleigh.
Jolly old elf.
Yeah. All right. ROR. Good morning. What do you say?
Good morning, peeps.
Hey.
Okay, it's Jason.
Hey, LBF. So yeah. I went to the Powder Puff game, and I went to your sideline looking for you.
Yep.
And you weren't even there for the coin toss. They said you were underneath the bleachers drinking. Was that true?
That's where you'll always find me.
Exactly. So my guess is 5'5", 310.
5'5", 310.
5'5", 310.
Man, that's a lot. That's a lot to lug around.
A round man.
That's more than portly.
What do they call him? The jolly old fat man.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's not 235.
No, that's not. That's husky.
That's
a husky.
That's just a man.
Medium husky.
Yeah, that's your average.
That's just a man.
No, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The weight, he is, he comes in at 5'7".
Okay.
All right. Close. And he weighs 260 pounds.
Pretty close.
260. Yeah, you were close, Brian.
Well, he was pretty close.
Boy, I was way off.
Yeah, you were off. He's not as heavy as you think.
Then I shouldn't work at the circus then guessing people's weight, huh?
No, you should.
No. Thanks, Jason.
You're giving away too many things.
What do you think LBF weighs?
Hey!
We're not playing that game, are we?
Unless someone wants to die.
No, I like my eyeballs where they are. Thank you very much.
Bye, Jay. Here you go. Well, we can guess what Mrs. Claus weighs.
Hey, you know what? Let's just stop at the Santa Claus.
All right, fine. Wait, that's a fun little fact for folks, you know, sitting around the Christmas tree.
Sitting around, guess how much?
Santa weighs.
Well, at least I don't weigh as much as Santa.
There, yeah. Okay, mix of clouds and sun today. High of 46. It's 33 already. Coming up, Dirty Laundry, LBF.
All right, we have an update on that live-action Facts of Life episode. Mm-hmm. And when somebody from the Foo Fighters covers Barry Manilow. Yep, it happens.
You didn't think you needed it.
Oh, you do need it.
But you do need it. Okay.
You need it a lot.
That's coming up in 12 minutes. All right, Brian, how are the roads this morning?
Check your ride. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.